You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Thanks for being here with us on this Friday when we send you off to the weekend with the Juno Audubon Society's Summer Friday Bird Watch, in which we focus on three birds. And Brenda Wright is always on the lookout for us. And we always start off talking about what was Brenda's last bird watching trip and what she was hoping to see. So, Brenda, are you ready to give us an update?
Oh, you bet. This has been a very exciting week at Moose Lake. In the Dredge Lake areas, it's nice and flat. It's easy to walk around, and there's a lot of birds that we don't often see in Juneau, but they all live around Moose Lake, so I highly recommend going there.
So what were you hoping to see?
I was hoping to see the American Red Start and possibly a water thrush. And I wasn't successful, but other people were.
So where are we in the season? I mean, we're getting close to the solstice here. Does the bird watching kind of wane with the solstice passing?
You know, fortunately for us, just as the last of the birds start arriving here in Juneau, then we get to see the babies. And so that's one of the most fun parts. Check to see where you might see some mallard babies or watch a robin nest or see the juncos so busy on the trail they can't possibly skip out of your way because they're getting the food for the babies.
Well, you've picked three birds for us this week. So let's start with the Canada goose. And I think we all know what Canada geese are. We've seen them quite a bit. But why did you pick that bird for this week?
Well, you know, I was thinking that we needed to go from the biggest bird that we get to see here, as far as weight goes, and the smallest. So we're going to go from the Canada goose to the Rufous hummingbird, with a little bit in between.
And we get to hear what they sound like. So let's listen to the Canada goose in case you've forgotten what they sound like when they go honking across the sky.
And I'm so glad you mentioned that because it's so nice to have birds, even if they're far in the distance, let you know where they are and where to look.
So the sound is a big clue. So what do you think is so nice about looking for the Canada goose in the summertime?
The ones that often stay here through the winter don't actually nest around us here. So the ones we're seeing often in the spring and early summer are the ones that are just passing through to go to another place. Because of that and because of the migration back, they're the one of the most common birds we can see all year round.
So what do they do while they're here?
You know, in the wintertime, they have this wonderful opportunity because of the high tides that we have here to have a smorgasbord that's open after every high tide. And that leaves them a lot of feast for the wintertime, so they don't have to travel far south to feed well.
So where are their favorite places?
Oh, the Mendenhall wetlands are definitely their favorite places.
So our next bird is the Swainson's thrush. You said you're going from biggest to smallest, so this is in the middle, I guess.
Well, it's quite a bit tinier than a Canada goose, but it's quite a bit huger than a hummingbird.
And I should mention that we have some pictures posted on our website of these, and this is a photo of a Swainson's thrush that Bob Armstrong took, and the bird has a bug in its mouth.
It's always great to get to see them working at their successfulness.
So tell us a little about the Swainson's thrush.
You know, it's the very last thrush to come, and it's first cousin to the robin and the buried thrush. So it's about that size, but it's very, very secretive, but it has a beautiful, beautiful song. I'm sure you'll appreciate it once you get to hear it.
All right, let's take a listen. It is a much more musical call than some of the others that we've heard.
Yes, indeed it is. And it's nice that it likes to do it as it starts to get twilight. So it's kind of late at night or early in the morning when you get to hear this one.
So this is a small bird. How hard is it to spot them?
If they don't want you to see them, you won't see them. But you will get to hear them. So that it is a difficult one. It's the last thrush to arrive here. So the leaves are large, and it's only robin-sized, and it doesn't feed on the ground right in front of you. So it's a toughie, but you can hear it.
So our last bird is the rufous hummingbird. And we have a lovely picture on our website of Jessica Millsaps. And it is just this lovely golden bird. And it looks like it has almost this medieval type of collar around it. Like it has almost like a plate of armor around it.
Yeah, the hummingbirds use that beautiful fluorescent throat marking to flare out at all other males. And amazingly, these small birds are very territorial, and you can hear it when you hear the sound.
I just wouldn't have expected that the hummingbird would have much of a sound, because they're just so tiny, and they're just flitting around, and it looks like it's taking all of their energy to keep them aloft, and that they wouldn't have, you know, much capacity to make a sound.
Yep, but at the same time, these tiny birds are territorial, and they want to make sure that everybody knows that that feeder or that female is already taken possession.
How interesting that the tiniest of the birds is one of the most fierce.
Yes.
Where are you suggesting people go these days? What would be good this weekend?
Well, you know, for sure, this is the time of year when you're going to hear the bird songs in the alders and the willows. There's some really interesting birds along the Brotherhood Bridge Trail, but if the Moose Lake area, the Dredge Lake area, the Glacier Moraine Trail, those are the kind of places where you're going to hear the most songs and possibly see the most birds.
All right. Well, we want to thank you very much, Brenda. Brenda Wright with the Juneau Audubon Society, giving us our three birds of the week and always much more. Thanks, Brenda.
Thank you, Rhonda.
And that'll do it for Juneau Afternoon today. I'm Rhonda McBride, your host today. I want to thank all of you for joining us. And whether you're watching birds or pursuing other forms of happiness, hope you have a great weekend.